You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Delaware's mass coronavirus vaccination events are staffed by paid members of the State Transportation Department, the National Guard, and the Division of Public Health. And when drivers pull up to the large canvas tents to get their shots, chances are it's a nurse volunteer who administers the dose. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on this unprecedented effort by the state's Medical Reserve Corps.
Carol Brown has a full-time job as a registered nurse. But since December, whenever the call came to administer vaccinations all across the state, the 53-year-old woman never hesitated.
Oh, my goodness. I have done events in the Wilmington area, in Dover area, in Delaware City. So I have done hundreds and hundreds of vaccines since we started.
Brown says it's her duty as a citizen.
I just really wanted to be able to give something back. I feel like I have so much, and when I say that, I don't mean financial, but I'm healthy, and I want to be able to give, to reach out to our local communities.
Nurse Mary Campman has worked two events in Dover. She drove an hour and a half each way from her home near Fenwick Island. Her reward is seeing the relief on recipients' faces.
Everybody seems so grateful just to get their shots. I mean, it's just amazing.
Elle Hammond oversees the 3,600-strong medical corps. Beyond giving the shots, they organize and keep track of the doses, process paperwork, input data, and monitor recipients after their shot. About 50 reservists attend each state event.
Public health recognizes that they couldn't run these events without the volunteers. Some of them have been extremely challenging. We had a weekend when it was cold, below freezing, the vaccine was cold, the computers were cold, and they were still willing to stand out there and help people for hours on end, and they still come back and help us now.
Hammond says she's working with the governor's office to get special recognition for these critical volunteers. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.